If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Do you have questions that you would like to discuss with Bishop Lambert? Then make plans now to attend Ask Bishop Lambert at Bethel Deliverance International Church. Come and receive a fresh perspective on some of life's most challenging issues, from family, finances, relationships, biblical principles, you name it. It's all open for discussion during this lively Q&A session. Ask Bishop Lambert is taking place Friday, November 6th at 7:30 p.m. in Bethel's main sanctuary, located at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Winco, Pennsylvania. For more information, call 215-885-2585 or visit betheldeliverance.org.
Passage. Why does God say, separate yourself, come out from among them, because you're going to become what they are. You spend one day on Sunday, maybe 3 hours amongst the saints, and 160 in the world. Who's going to have the greater impact into your behavior? That's why many of the people of God come in and don't feel God, because you haven't been around him all week. And the Holy Spirit had me issue a challenge and told people to give up one television program a day and replace that time with God. People were writing back, I accept this challenge, Bishop. I accept this challenge. Then I wrote back and said a few days later, I said, oh, my goodness, this feels so good to give up that time and spend it with God in the Word, in prayer. People were writing back and saying, you know, I now have peace, a peace that I didn't have before. That's only after an hour. Are you bold enough to give God a whole day? What would happen next week if you went to turn on How to Get Away with Murder and God said, don't watch that. Read Isaiah for that whole hour. How'd you feel? What if he said, don't watch The Big Bang Theory. Read Zechariah, or read 1st and 2nd Chronicles. They're boring, because all they are is a repetition of what you saw in Kings. So Paul says, you've got to come out from amongst them. Why? So you don't become what they are. Now, let me expose the devil. He does not have as much power as you think. Two-thirds of what you call demonization is really not. It is association. I used to go to the Spectrum to go to wrestling matches years ago before the smoking ban. And in fact, I used to go to the old arena on Market, 46th and Market. And we would go to the wrestling matches and come home, and I smelled like cigarette smoke. It was horrible. Because back then, you could smoke in public venues. And I would come home, and my mother would say, take that coat off and hang it up outside. Don't bring it in the room. Why? Because it smelled like where I was. Well, that's what happens to you when you hang around doubtful people. Listen carefully. You cannot tell everybody about the things you are going through, especially if a sickness has come on you. You can't tell everybody. If you want to believe God, you have to be very particular about what you tell and to whom. People will bleed you for information. But let me tell you what the Lord taught me, that when I go through various situations and people say, oh, Pastor, how you doing? How you doing? I don't want to lie. So what I say is, I'm okay. Now, there are some who think they have a right to probe. So they'll say, you sure? You sure? I'm okay. I'm not going anywhere else with you. Because if you truly were an instrument of faith, you would let it go at okay and say, well, I'm just believing God with you. See, doubtful people, doubtful people have to know every part. Well, what'd the doctor say? What'd they tell you? What's the course of treatment? Why you gotta know? You're not my doctor. People of faith will hear, well, I got some challenges. You know what? Our God is a healer. That's what you want to be around when you're going through. You don't want to be around people, all they do is speak negative. That's what God means. What fellowship do you have with those kinds of people? Fellowship means joining. What type of joining do you have with people who are contrary to what you've been hearing? How can you guard your heart? Paul says, talk about the nature. It is nature that determines association. So Paul says, what association can you as a Christian have with those who are not? Now, he doesn't say you won't have any. He says, what association? I work with them. I work among them. But it's not soulish. I may even work for them. My supervisor may be a non-believer. But it's not soulish. Because Ephesians tells me that I have to honor my supervisor and work unto the Lord. But the one thing that Paul says I cannot do is marry an unbeliever, because that's soulish. That's beyond fellowship. That's union. And what that person is deposited into you. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Remember, Paul is an Old Testament man. Deuteronomy 22:10. So the concept that he's giving here about being unequally yoked comes from Deuteronomy 22:10. And here's what it says. Thou shalt not plow with an ox and an ass together. Why would God say that? Because these two animals are not walking in unison. Number one, the ox moves forward with prodding. You have to take a pointed stick and stick the ox. It's called a goad. You goaded him along. That's what Jesus was saying to Paul on the Damascus Road when he said, it's tough for you to kick against the goading. That's a powerful passage, because what it means is that everything that Paul saw, Jesus was using to stick him to this meeting. So there are times that God uses negative stuff in your life to stick you and prod you towards a meeting with him. You'll understand it better when you get to heaven, when you look back and say, wow, all that stuff that happened, it was designed to bring me to an eternal meeting with you. Hallelujah. God loves me enough to mess up my life to fix it. So he says, you cannot let the ox and the ass plow together. They're different. Why? As I said, the ox will move forward, but the ass gets stubborn. And decides, I ain't going nowhere. Why would God connect you with somebody who's not saved? Why would he give you somebody to marry that don't even know who Jesus is? What is the Bible saying? That in order for us to guard our heart, the first thing we have to do is disassociate. There are people that are in my life that I've had to put boundaries up. I don't completely ignore them, but they're not close. Close means they have influence. I don't want people having influence over me whose hearts are not perfect towards God. I didn't say their flesh had to be perfect, but they have to love my God. Then on top of that, they have to love God enough not to want to pull me into disobedience. This is the difficult part of marriage. Sometimes God will call your spouse to a level of consecration and the spouse doesn't like it. because it's going to take some time from them. But love is not selfish. Love says, you go on ahead and do what God says. I'll be right here and I'll encourage you. In fact, I'll join you. Why? Because both hearts are towards God. How can God be loving and give you somebody miserable? That just makes your life miserable. You hate to come home. Solomon said, guard your heart, for out of it come the issues of life. We're going to examine that next Sunday, Lord willing. What is your principal motivation in life? And who are your principal motivators? There are people that can be good to you, but they're not good for you. Then there are people who are really thorns in your side, but they push you forward in God. I've had situations unfold in my life that causes me to see God differently in a way I never saw him before. The way I see him now is the best way that I've ever seen him in my entire time of salvation. But it took a situation to bring me to that revelation. And now my walk with him is so intimate that I feel that my faith has broken through a barrier. But it would never have gotten to that place without the trial. And during the trial, God isolated me from some of my dearest friends. I couldn't even share things with them. Why? So as to not affect my heart. I wanted to believe God. He's not punishing you by telling you to come out from among them. He's really saving us, keeping us. And if we listen and hold it in, our life will be better. Give him a good hand clap.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
09415A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Praise it.